faithful than all of Judah's kings since David. But God hadn't given him a long life. Hezekiah's life had ended abruptly 5 months ago, at the age of 54. "Look, the sun is shining," Manasseh said. The gray clouds that had muffled the late winter sky for days suddenly parted to reveal a small patch of blue along with the blinding sun. He turned to his friend. "It's an omen. Come on, let's go." Joshua stared at him in surprise. "Go where? Who cares? Anywhere but here." He pulled Joshua's hand away from the scroll, and it rolled up by itself. "Come on, ox, let's get some fresh air." "But the rabbi will be here any minute. I don't think we should—" "You're so predictable. Don't you ever get tired of playing by the rules? I do." "But we can't just walk away from our lessons." "Why not? Who's going to stop me? I can do whatever I want. And right now, I want to go outside and enjoy the sunshine, not stay cooped up with a bunch of ancient scrolls. And you're coming with me." Joshua lumbered to his feet, knocking the bench over, reminding Manasseh why he had nicknamed him Ox. 13 years old, Joshua was tall and gangly, and although he seemed to grow a little taller each night, he never grew any fatter. Manasseh, at 12, was still built like a child, slender and small-boned. Joshua always stood stoop-shouldered beside him, as if embarrassed to stand a head taller than the king. Manasseh peered out of the doorway, looking both ways, then motioned for Joshua to follow him toward the back stairway. "Where are we going?" Joshua asked again. "Shouldn't we find somebody to escort us if we're going outside?" "We're going alone. I want to escape from this place, and I don't want any servants hanging around. But shh, follow me, and pick up your feet when you walk. You sound like an entire troop of soldiers." "Sorry." Manasseh crept through the harem, passing his mother's closed door. She was still in mourning for her husband. The only person allowed to visit her from outside the palace was Joshua's mother, Jerusha. But the rain had kept even Jerusha away for the past few days. He continued through the nursery, passing the room that had been his before he became king. Manasseh had been reluctant to move into his father's huge rooms, unable to accept the fact that his father was gone and would never use them again. At first, the king's chambers had been filled with Hezekiah's presence and with his familiar scent, a combination of the incense from the temple that permeated all his clothes, the fragrant soap he used to wash his hair and beard, and the aloe balm he massaged on his hands every morning. But Manasseh hadn't been able to stop his father's scent from slowly fading away, along with the memory of his voice and his reassuring touch. Manasseh had almost made it through the nursery without being seen when he passed his younger brother's open door. Amariah looked up from his reading.
"Hey, where are you two going?"
"He probably heard your big feet," Manasseh whispered to Joshua. "Walk faster."
"Wait for me."
Amariah hurried into the hallway, following along behind them.
"Where are you going?"
"Never mind, you're not invited."
"I thought you had to study Torah with Rabbi Gershom."
"Get lost."
"Can't I come with you?"
"No."
Manasseh turned and gave Amariah a shove that nearly sent the 10-year-old sprawling to the floor.
"Go back to your room, and you better not tell anyone you saw us, or you'll be sorry. Understand?"
Amariah nodded fearfully and retreated to his room. "Why can't he come with us?" Joshua asked. Manasseh didn't answer. He didn't need to give a reason. He was the king. He had been slowly realizing that fact for the past 5 months and had started doing whatever he pleased, gradually testing his authority. When no one questioned his decisions, he'd grown more daring. But today would be his boldest action, abandoning his boring Torah lessons to escape from the palace. No one could punish him for it either. Joshua's father, Eliakim, served as his guardian and as the palace administrator until Manasseh was old enough to govern the nation by himself. But even Eliakim didn't have...